I appreciate your pastor, Brother Mike, lending me his pulpit while he's away. And it's good to be here today with a good people of Bethel Church. And I look forward to what God has for us here today in this place. And this church, I'm going to say this church is kind of fit for a young man. The reason I say that, this church has got the steepest steps I've ever been in every church I've ever attended or preached in. And I'm a preacher. I got ADHD and I ain't ever been diagnosed with it. I like to move around. Amen. And I'm going to wear these steps out. Matter of fact, I'll probably wear myself out when we get done climbing up and down those things. But anyways, I do want to say again, it's good to be in God's house. And I appreciate the privilege and opportunity to preach. For those of you who don't know me, as Brother John has said several times, my name is Charles Felker. And I surrendered to the call to preach when I was 19 years old. I was still a senior in high school. And God called me to preach. And I've pretty well been preaching ever since. And God has been so good to me. And I just thank the Lord for all He's done in my life. And I want to thank Him for what He's doing in this place. Amen. And I didn't get to visit with all of you, but I got to visit with quite a few of you. And y'all are wonderful people. Very welcoming, very kind, very generous. And I just want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart. And tell you this, pray for your preacher, amen. Pray for your pastor. Our pastors need prayer, amen. And you pray for him and his family, his wife, and his children. Just pray for them that God would bless them and help them. I know what it's like to be a pastor. And I know our pastors need prayer, amen. And just pray for him. Encourage him every chance you get. And just be a blessing to his life. I want you to go with me today to the book of Psalms. I want you to find Psalms 118. Psalms 118. I'm just going to read one verse this morning. I'm going to read verse number 6. Psalms chapter 18 and verse number 6. I want to tell you a story of why y'all are finding that. Psalms 18, verse 6. There was a woman in the church that had a couple boys that she was having a hard time handling. They were rebellious, and she just couldn't handle them, just couldn't make them mind, and so she thought she'd bring them to her preacher. Thought maybe the pastor could do something with the boys. She was having no luck with them, so she brought the boys to her preacher and said, "Preacher, I'm having a hard time with these boys. Can you help me?" He said, "Well, I'll see what I can do." He takes the two boys and goes back in the back of the church and goes in his office. He puts the younger boy in the room beside his office and takes the older boy and brings him in the office with him and sets him down across from his desk. And he says, "Boy, I want to ask you a question." He says, "Where's God at?" The little boy looked at him kind of in confusion and says, "I don't know." The preacher looked at him again and said, "I'm going to ask you again, where's God at?" And this time he got a little more stern with the boy and raised his voice just a little more. And the boy looked at him and said, I don't know where he's at. And so the preacher said, "Boy, I'm going to ask you only one more time. And I want you to tell me, where's God at?" And I mean, this time he even got more boisterous with his voice and even got a little more stern with the boy. And he asked him where God was at, and that boy just jumped up out of his seat, ran to the room next door, grabbed his brother and said, "Let's get out of here." Well, his little brother said, "What's going on?" He said, "The preacher thinks Jesus is missing, and they think we've taken him." Amen. If you didn't get that, you'll get that on the way home. Amen. Amen. God's people all be happy people. Amen. Y'all be able to laugh as a Christian. Y'all be happy as a Christian. I go to a lot of places and preach, and they act like their mom-in-law moved in, and she ain't about to move out anytime soon. God help us. We'd be a happy group of people. Amen. We ought to be. We got something to be happy about. If we're saved and our name's written down in the Lamb's book, we got more than enough to be happy about. Stand with me today all over the house if you're there at Psalms 18 and verse 6. If you can and are able, I'd like for you to stand for the reverence and the reading of God's Word. I'm just going to read one verse this morning. verse number 6, the Bible says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" With God's help this morning, I want to preach on "The Lord is on my side." Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to be in Your house this morning. Lord, I want to thank You for the songs that have been sung. I want to thank You for the prayers that have been prayed. Lord, just thank You for everything that's been done thus far in this service. Lord, I pray that You would help me now as we're at the preaching hour of the service. I ask, Lord, that You'd send me some good help today. Lord, I ask that You'd hide me behind the shadow of the cross. Give me the words to say and make it easy for me to preach. Lord, I pray today that the sweet Holy Spirit of God would take a gentle walk through this congregation. I pray You'd touch every heart and every life. Lord, I pray that You wouldn't leave one stone in this place unturned. God, I pray that You'd meet with us this morning in this place. I pray, Lord, that You'd make Your presence known among us. And God, I pray that You would do today what it is that only You can do. Lord, if there's any that's lost today, Lord, if there's any that's backslidden, Lord, maybe there's some that have grown cold and indifferent towards You. Lord, I pray that today would be the day. Lord, if there be anyone here under the sound of my voice, that'd be that way. I pray today would be the day they get things right with You before it be everlasting and eternally too late. Lord, today I pray that You would help me, God, that I wouldn't make this about me. Lord, but I pray that I'd make it all about You. And Lord, I pray that while I'm preaching on the outside, Lord, I pray that You'd preach to them on the inside. Say today, Lord, what it is that You'd like to say. And Lord, I pray that You just help me to be obedient to the sweet Holy Spirit of God. Help me to do Your will in this place today and be a blessing to these people. And Lord, I pray that You would just continue to pour out blessings upon this church and church family and Brother Mike as he pastors here. Lord, I pray that You'd bless him. Help him, Lord, in his work. Help him, Lord, in all that he does for the kingdom of God. And I pray today that when everything's been done and everything's been said, Lord, that we'll stop and give You the glory and the honor and the praise. And in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. I have pretty well, all of my life, I've made this statement many a times in my ministry, in my life, that when I got saved, God didn't come to my side, I came to God's side. The reason why I've always said that is because God has never been on the losing side. When I got saved and when my name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life and I was born again, God did not come on to Brother Charles's side. Brother Charles got on God's side. I'm so glad for the day in my life where I realized I was a sinner in need of a Savior, and I got on the winning side. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, church, but Brother Charles Felker does not like to lose. I'm not interested in losing. I'm not interested in being defeated. I like to win, and I'm telling you something, church, if we're saved this morning, we ought to be excited, and we ought to be happy, and we ought to be thankful we're on the winning side. Amen. I don't know about you, but there ain't nothing like being on God's side, and there ain't nothing like being on God's team. It's a wonderful thing to be born again. But after you get saved and you get on the winning side and you get on God's side, I believe in return God gets on your side. And after you get on the right side of things in life and you get on the righteous side and you get on the holy side and you get on the right side of the fence and you're living right and you're doing right and your name's written down, God then in return gets on your side. I remember several years ago, my aunt there in the town where we live, just a few towns over there in a little town called Hartville, Missouri, which is where the courthouse is for our county. My aunt is the Wright County Collector. And I remember several years ago, I don't really remember what was hanging on the wall or what it even said, but I remember in her office there in the courthouse there at Hartville, Missouri, I remember she had a picture on the back wall there in her office that had something to do with God. I don't remember if it was a song. I don't remember really what it said, but I remember she had that there in her office. Somebody came in one day to pay their taxes and saw that sitting there on the back wall, and it offended them. They got upset about it, and they got bothered about it, and just kind of got themselves all in a fizz and told her that they were going to sue her because it wasn't in the separation of the church and state. And so they got all upset about that and told her that they were going to sue her and that they were going to come after her. And I remember that happening, and we all kind of got a little worried about it, didn't really know if it was going to happen or what was going to take place. And I remember a church there nearby in the town where we live, in the town of Norwood, Missouri. There was a preacher that heard about it. They picked up the phone and said, "Sister, no matter what happens, no matter what's done, we're behind you 110%. Let them sue you. Let them file that suit. We don't care. We're going to back you. We're going to help you. And don't you worry about it." I remember feeling down inside my soul how good it was to know we had somebody on our side. They could have filed that suit. They could have sued the britches off of us, but it didn't matter. We had somebody on our side. Isn't it a joy to know this morning we got somebody on our side? We got the Kings of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I'm not talking about having a lawyer on your side. I'm not talking about a preacher on your side. I'm talking about an almighty living God on our side. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm glad to have somebody on my side. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's good to know in life I got people, hey, that'll back me up, that'll encourage me, that'll help me. I know if I got a problem, I can pick up the phone and call them. They'll come to my rescue. They'll come to my aid. They'll be there to help me. And that's exactly how the good Lord is. Hey, anytime you need somebody in your life, God's always there. He's there behind you, backing you up 110%. Did it ever dawn on you we got a God in heaven this morning that's backing us up? He's got my back. He's got my backside. He's behind me. He's for me. He's with me. Everywhere I go, God's on my side. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad about that today. I got somebody on my side. Hey, God's for me. Hey, you ever remember coming up to an election and somebody was running, and you ever maybe do a little research on them before you vote for them, and you want to know who endorses them? You ever done that? I have. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm just going to say this live or not. I don't care just who I am. I like guns. Amen? Amen. And guns don't kill people, by the way. People kill people. Amen. Let's get it right while we're here. And so I was young. Just had opportunity to vote, just turned 18, going to vote. I want to know who was endorsing the governor. And boy, I remember you'd see, well, NRA would endorse him, and so would endorse him, and I got to look at all these people that were supporting him. Now, boy, I thought, boy, if all them people are supporting him, they were good conservative groups and people and things, I thought, I'm not going to vote for him. But isn't it nice to know we got God in heaven that endorses us? Hey, He's got confidence in us. He's behind us. Hey, He didn't save me to get me this far, to jerk the rug out from underneath my feet. He's behind me 110%. He's behind me. He's for me. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. Thank the Lord! We got someone behind us. Amen. And he said, the writer of this psalm said, the Lord's on my side. Folks, I'm glad this morning I've got a God that's behind me and that's for me and that's with me. Amen. And He's on Brother Charles' side. And He's for us. He's for my ministry. He's for my job. He's for my family. He's for my church family. Hey, I'm telling you something, as long as it's biblical and inside the will of God, I believe if I'm for it, God's for it. Amen? If it lines up with the Bible and it's inside of God's will and I'm for it, I think God's for it. Amen? Amen. And I'm telling you, God don't want my business to fail. He wouldn't want a marriage to fail. He wouldn't want a ministry to fail, a church to fail. Hey, I don't know about you this morning, friend, but if you're saved, just know this one, God's on your side, and He's not interested in failure. Amen? I'm telling you, sometimes we forget who we've got backing us up. And boy, if we could just get a hold this morning and realize what kind of God we've got in heaven that's behind us. Hey, I think we'd get more bold in living right. Hey, we'd get a little more bold in serving God. We'd get a little more bold in witnessing to people. We'd get a little more bold in telling people about the Lord. We'd get a little more bold with our worship. We'd get a little more bold with our preaching. Why? Because we know we got somebody that's on our side. Amen. I'm telling you, it'd help us live better and do better and be more for God if we'd realize this when we got somebody on our side. And I'm telling you something, with God, nothing is impossible. And we've got an almighty living God that's behind us, and He's behind the church. Hey, I don't care what the government does. I don't care what the president does. It don't matter why, because we've got a God on our side. He's for us and behind us. It don't matter what happens because we got God on our side. Amen? Let everything happen. Let everything take place. Let them say what they want to. Let them do what they want to do. It don't matter. Why? Because we got God on our side. That's why. And I'm glad for that today. You don't got to worry. You don't got to fret. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to be fearful. Folks, we got a God in heaven on our side this morning. Amen? And I'm so glad for that today. I want to show you just three things this morning. Three times in a person's life when it's good to have God on your side. Number one, I want God on my side when I'm fighting a battle. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers in darkness in high places. I don't know about you this morning, church, but I sure like it when I'm fighting a battle and I'm going through a battle spiritually, maybe even physically, it don't really matter, maybe even in your health, whatever it may be. I'm glad to know this morning we're in a battle and we're fighting, we got somebody on our side. Amen? I mean, I don't know about you, but folks, we've got a God-hating devil. I mean, we've got a devil this morning that hates God with all his might. That's what we got. And I'm going to tell you something while it's on my heart today. If you think the devil is playing around and messing around and joking and funning, you're crazy. He'd love to pull the plug on this church any second he got the choice to do that. I'm telling you, he's against the church. He's against the sanctity of marriage. He's against raising your kids in church. He's against Bible preaching. Everything the church ought to stand for and does stand for, he's against it. And I don't know if you realize it today or not, but folks, we're fighting a battle. And I'll tell you one thing, I ain't got enough preaching me. I ain't got enough knowledge in me to fight him all by myself. Amen? Amen? If you do, you write out a playbook and give it to me, because I'd sure like to know how. I've been trying all my days, but you know what I do got? I got a God on my side, and that's what I got. And I'm telling you, when I'm in the midst of a battle, and I mean the devil's come at me with everything he's got, he's trying to destroy my ministry, and he's trying to destroy my family, and he's trying to destroy the church, and he's trying to destroy our beliefs and our faith and everything we stand for and everything that we are about, and he's trying to destroy everything, and it seems like everything's falling apart. I don't know about you, church, but it seems like today church isn't what it used to be. Things have gotten crazy when it comes to church world. People are doing things I thought they never do. I mean, church has become something different than what it should be. And I mean, it seems like today we're fighting such a battle, and it feels like sometimes we're losing. But aren't you glad this morning when you get in a battle that's over your head and you ain't got the power and you ain't got the might, you can call on God and He'll be right there. Amen. He's on our side, friend. Thank the Lord we got a God in heaven that's on our side today when we're fighting a battle. Hey, you don't got to be some big, strong, tough guy. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to get it together. All you need to be victorious and to win in this thing is have God on your side. Amen? Amen. Folks, it's simple. You don't have to be something special. You don't have to be something grand. You don't got to get it figured out. I tell people all the time, you can't do enough figuring to get it figured out. Amen? Amen. And you can't do enough getting to get it all together.
What we need to know today and realize, we got a God on our side. And I'm telling you this morning, our God isn't a losing God. He ain't ever lost a battle. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. There ain't nothing God can't do. There ain't nothing too big for God. There ain't nothing that scares God off. With God on your side, you got everything you need. Amen. Hey, with God, don't you worry about taking the L, friend, because I'm telling you, we're going to be winners with God. Amen. I don't care what happens. I don't care what takes place. When you got God on your side, you mark this down today, you're going to be a winner either way with God on your side. Amen? And I'm glad for that today. Brother Charles don't like to lose. And he don't like to take licks and beatings. Folks, with God on your side, I don't care what happens. God can turn anything negative. God can take anything that's a mess. He can take messes and make them miracles. He can take negatives and make them positives. He can take bad things and make them good. The Bible says, for God works all things together for good for those who love God and call according to His purpose. Amen. Folks, we serve a good God today. And when you got God on your side, don't worry about how loud the lion roars. Don't worry about how tall that giant is. Don't worry about how wide that sea is. With God on your side, He's still the sea diviner. He's still the giant killer. He's still, hey, listen, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And folks, when I'm in a battle in my life and I'm fighting the devil with everything I've got for all that I'm worth, folks, I'm glad I got a God on my side that helps me fight them battles. Amen? Folks, I don't know what someone's dealing with. I don't know what you're going through. Don't need to know. But if you're here this morning, you're fighting a battle. You don't forget what this preacher's preaching at you this morning. You got a God on your side. And you just hang on to God, and God will hang on to you, and you'll get through it together. Amen? Amen. God's on our side. And He's for us, and He's not against us. The Bible says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Folks, it don't matter. We're victorious, and we got victory in Jesus with God on our side. And when I'm fighting a battle, I know this very thing. I want God on my side, and I'm glad that He is. Number two, something that another time when I want God on my side, I don't just want God on my side when I'm fighting a battle, but another time when I would like God to be on my side and when I want the Lord on my side. Number two, the Lord's on my side when I'm in a financial bind. Financial bind. I know what the Bible says. The Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. But folks, we all are in the same boat this morning. We all got to have just a little bit to get by. Amen? And sometimes in life, we come up just a little bit short. But when you got God on your side, it don't matter how much money you got or how little money you got. When you got God on your side, you got all the money you need. Amen? All the money you need. When you got God on your side, you don't need to worry about paying rent. You don't need to worry about getting that grocery bill covered. You don't need to worry about putting tires on that car. You don't need to worry about college. You don't need to worry about school supplies. You don't, listen, don't need to. But if you've got the good Lord on your side, you have all the money you ever need. Amen. You remember in the Bible, you go to 2 Kings. I don't remember what chapter it is. Maybe chapter 6, I don't know. Go to 2 Kings. You'll come to a story in the Bible of a widow woman whose husband had just recently died. She has two boys, is all she's got in herself. All of a sudden, one day, the debt collector comes and knocks on her door wanting to be paid. And if she don't pay it, the Bible said that her two boys will become bondsmen. Bible said, here come Elijah by her way and said, Elijah, I'm in trouble. I need some help. And he said, what do you have? She said, all I've got is just a little cruise of oil. That's all I've got. That's all we got left to her name. He said, I'll tell you what you do. You go get every vessel you can find. Empty vessels. I want all empty vessels you got. You go find every vessel you can. And the Bible said she went out and got every vessel she had. had. And the Bible said she took her two boys and all them vessels, went in a room all by themselves and shut the door on them. And all of a sudden, Mama and them two little boys started filling them vessels one after another, after another, after another. All of a sudden, it come to the end and they had all the vessels full, didn't have any left. And the Bible said they was all full and the oil stayed. Preacher, what are you saying this morning? All I know is that day she must have had a God on her side. I don't know anywhere else you can take a little bit of oil and keep dumping it and dumping it and dumping it and filling up other empty vessels. Preacher, how did that happen? How did that take place? I'll tell you how. She had a God on her side. That's how. Amen. And folks, when you get in a financial bind, don't worry about it. Because God's already got it figured out. Amen. Hey, I don't care if your money went funny. I don't care if you're down to your last dime. I don't care if they fired you from your job and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet and you've come up short this month and you need a little extra. God will make a way. You want to know how I know that? Because He's a way-making God. That's how. And I'm telling you, I don't care. I don't care what happens in your life with terms of money. God, with an Almighty God on your side, you got all the money you need. God will add where you need more. And when you come up short and you ain't got enough, God will take care of you. Amen? I'm going to tell a story and I'm going to go on. I remember a time in my life. I'm going to say this, and I'm not bragging. And I'm not being boastful. I'm being honest. I'm very, very blessed. God's been good to Brother Charles. He has. I'm not bragging. I'm just stating facts. God's been good to me. He has. And I remember growing up that I never had to worry about food being on the table. I never worried about shoes on my feet. I never worried about clothes on my back. I never worried about not having a roof over. I mean, I never worried about that stuff. God, I've been blessed. As a matter of fact, I've had it better than I even realized lots of times. But anyway, I remember a time in my life. My dad, he owns his own business, I remember a time, I didn't know it at the time, but my dad was flat broke. I didn't know it. And I remember it was a Sunday morning, and we was headed to church, and his Sunday school classroom had been for Sunday school, they had been having like milk and donuts and juice for breakfast, and they just had a rotation, you know, every week someone different would buy and be their turn to buy the donuts and the juice and all that. So I remember we all got in the truck and we go to the grocery store on a Sunday morning to get the donuts or whatever it is that he needed to get, and there in the town where we lived, in the town of Mountain Grove, there was a little grocery store there. It's not there no more, but it was called Richard Brothers. And at the time, they had a little card that when you spend an X amount of dollars, when you'd shop there, they had a little card there that they would give you, and they would punch it. And after you got it all filled up and punched everything, they would scratch it off in the middle, and you'd win $1, $5, $20. You know, it was just a little something, and they was just doing to try to get people to come in and buy more groceries there. So anyways, I didn't know it, but Dad was broke, and he'd wrote his check out for the tithes that morning, and he owned his own business and had employees, and every Monday morning he paid them, so he wrote his tithe check. He's going to write a check the next day for his employees, and he had to go buy donuts and things that morning, and it was just going to leave him like $200 or $300 for the week. Back then, fuel was high. I mean, $200 or $300 to get by on the week owning a business, that ain't nothing. Got to buy supplies, and I mean, it was nothing. And so he goes in there, and he goes in there getting them donuts and juice. And he goes up there and puts it on the register, and she scans it all. And she said, "Give me your card." He hands her a card, and boy, she punches it off, and we fill it up. And so she takes a quarter and scratches that card off, and she got done scratching it. And she said, "Sir, you just won $1,000. I said, $1,000. Here walked in a man in a grocery store getting some juice and some donuts. Hey, just going to church, paying his tithes, just obeying God. And God slipped him $1,000 on Sunday. Folks, when you got a God on your side, it don't matter how much or how little money you got, God will make a way. Amen? When you get in a financial bind and you got somebody on your side like a God in heaven, He'll make it up and He'll meet and supply your needs. Amen? Folks, I don't have a clue in the world. Dad didn't have no money. But you know who did? God did. God knew what he did have, and God knew what he didn't have, and God knew what he needed, and he gave it to him at the right time. I'm glad for God in heaven that when we get in financial binds in our lives and we come up short in terms of money, we've got a God in heaven that meets our needs. Amen? Hey, you remember the boy, little boy in the Bible? Just had 5 loaves and 2 fish was all that he had. He said, "Boy, would you let us have your lunch? I'd like to do something with it." 5,000 people there, they all need something to eat. The Bible said he took that 5 loaves and 2 fish and broke it and blessed it. The Bible said everybody got full and there was 12 baskets left. Preacher, how's that happen? I'll tell you how. They had a God on their side. That's how that happens. Folks, when you need $5, when you need to come up with 5 and all you've got is 2, listen, I'm not no mathematician, but I know that ain't enough. And when you need the rest, don't worry about it. God will take care of it. Amen? Because we got a God on our side. And He knows what we stand in need of before we even ask it. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what you stand in need of, no matter what you got to have, God will make a way. And God's on your side. Hey, I don't know what needs you've got this morning. Maybe you're in a financial bind. Maybe you've come up short. Maybe you need more. There's a God in heaven knows all about your need. And He ain't forgot about it. And He's working right now to make sure your needs are met. Amen? Amen. I tell you, that's what I love about the Lord. He knows what we stand in need of. And we sometimes don't see it and we don't notice, but God works behind the scenes in our life. And when we need it the most, God comes through and He gives us what we need. Amen? I want the Lord on my side when I'm in a financial bind. Thirdly and lastly this morning, not only do I want the Lord on my side when I'm fighting a battle, not only do I want the Lord on my side when I'm in a financial bind, but I want the Lord on my side when I have a family burden. A family burden. There's a family there near to where we live, don't live too far away. A good family, husband and wife, they're probably, I'm going to guess, mid-30s maybe at the most, early 30s, mid-30s. Got two children, a boy and a girl, beautiful kids, beautiful family. And here a few months ago, they were expecting their third child. And these people are no kin to me, but I've come to know them through going to church. And I remember a time in their life where they didn't even attend church, and now they don't hardly miss. They got their kids in church, and their kids are on Wednesday nights. It's just, I don't know about you people, but I love seeing people start out with nothing and getting to something. Amen, don't you? And I've got to know this family. And anyways, she was expecting a child, and they went after she'd found out she was pregnant. Of course, you know how that goes. You go to the doctor and have checkups and things. And they went in for a checkup. And the doctor told her, they said, "Ma'am, we there's something wrong. We need to let you know about this." She said, "Your body's not producing." And I may get this wrong, but any amniotic fluid. And those of you who know anything about any of that, you got to have amniotic fluid to help the baby develop and grow in the womb. And so she wasn't producing none of that. And so they seen specialists, they seen doctors. I mean, they exhausted every effort they could to make sure this baby would have some rate of survival. And so they asked the church to pray, and we were praying. Many, many people in the community were praying. And so just last week, she was induced, and she had this child, and it was a baby boy. And they told her that when she had the child, there was a good chance that it wouldn't even be fully developed. It wouldn't, have all of its parts and, limbs. And so when she had the baby, it was, on the outside, it was perfect. It had all of its body parts. And they said it wouldn't, and it did. And then they said it probably said its lungs would be immature, wouldn't have the lungs that it would need to survive. And so she has this baby,
and it comes out with its arms and its legs, and they told it wouldn't, and it comes out with them. And then they say it don't have no lungs, and it comes out crying, and which means it's got to have some kind of air if it's crying. And she has this baby, and she gets it, and they go and hold it for a little bit, and they go and work on it, and they said, "Ma'am, this baby's lungs aren't developed like they need to be." And they put it on oxygen, and she said, "Ma'am, there's nothing we can do." And she has this baby. What got to me so much is you have hope when all that happens. You hear it comes out crying, and it's formed right. You think, "What might make it?" And they tell you, "Ma'am, mister, there ain't nothing we can do." And so they're holding their baby for as long as they have the opportunity to hold their baby. It made an hour and a half, and it passed away. My heart breaks for them today. I can't imagine losing a child. You get to hold it. You get to kiss on it. It seems like God takes it away. I know we serve a good God. He's got some type of plan and purpose in all this, but well, it's hard to understand. I'm going to tell you all one thing this morning. I know for a fact Brother Charles can't help them today. I don't have the words. I don't have the power. I don't have the ability. But I got a God on my side that can help them. Amen? Best thing for Brother Charles to do is pray. And then just let God be God. Amen? Hey, my heart breaks for them people. But I got a God on my side today that cares about what's breaking my heart. And He cares about what they're going through. And He cares about what they're dealing with. And He's on my side. And He's going to do everything He can in His power and His ability to help them people today with what they're going through. Folks, we got a God on our side that cares. Amen? And when you've got problems in your family and in your community with your friends and family, and they get bad reports, and maybe you've got someone in your family, maybe they're lost and unsaved, and you want them to get right, and you want to make heaven your home, hey, we got a God on our side today that cares for them. Amen? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close. And I don't tell this story a lot. I don't really share it unless I feel like maybe I need to share it. Nothing I'm really ashamed of. It just happens. You know, we all know life gets messy. Amen. And those of you that don't know me know that probably, I guess none of you know me. First time being here, but I come from a broken home. My folks got divorced when I was about 8 years old. Absolutely tore my life apart. I was raised in a Christian home. My daddy was a pastor. My mama was a preacher's daughter. You'd have thought to yourself, had anybody been able to make it work and figure it out, it ought to have been them. Amen? Well, my parents got divorced, wrecked my life. And I want to say this today before I go any further in this story. In case you come up here in church today riding up on your high horse, you better left it hitched outside, because the Bible says we've all have sinned and fallen short. Amen? Well, my mom, after all that had taken place and happened, my mom got off in sin, wasn't living right. I remember that as a young boy. I was about 8 years old, 9 years old. And I remember getting so broken for my mom, praying for her, that God would touch her, God would get her back where she needed to be, and she'd get things right in her life. And I prayed for what seemed like forever. I know I prayed maybe a year, 2 years. It was a long amount of time, and I remember praying and asking God that my mom would get right. And when I was young, I still do this a lot, but when I was a kid, and I know some of you thank me to still be a kid, and that's fine, but when I was younger than what I am now, I remember being taught and growing up in the home, when you prayed, you went to the altar to pray. It didn't matter. You just prayed at the altar. That's what it was there for. It was for praying. Didn't matter if you was lost. Didn't matter if you was saved. Didn't matter what you done in the week. You just went to the altar and prayed, because that's what it's for. And so Sunday mornings would come, and I'd go to the altar. I'd pray and ask God. I mean, I prayed any time I was praying.
I didn't get up from prayer without praying for my mom if I prayed. Well, I remember one Sunday morning at the church that my grandpa was pastoring at the time, we were in camp meeting. And I remember, brother, some of you will know this preacher, know him well. I remember Brother Mike Hutzel was in camp meeting with us, and I think maybe Brother Jason and maybe one of his other boys and Brother Derek Stennett and Billy Bevins, they was all there in camp meeting. And I remember a Sunday morning, Brother Mike was preaching that morning, and Brother Mike preached and gave the altar call, and not many on a, for camp meeting. Wasn't a whole lot of people that came forward and went to the altar that morning, I remember. And I remember he gave invitation, and I did like I always did. I got up and went to the front and knelt down at the altar and prayed. And I just started in like I always did. I'd pray, and then I'd get to the part in my prayer somewhere in the midst of it. I'd say, Lord, I pray today that You'd please save my mama. Lord, she ain't living right. Lord, I pray that my mama would get right with You. And it was me there and just a few others. And I got up from from the altar, and I got up and made my way back to the pew. I was sitting about two or three rows from the front on the right-hand side of the building. They're standing where I'm at. And everybody got up that was praying, had got up and left and went to their seat. And it was winding down. You could tell, we was about to close up shop and go home. It was about over with. We're winding down, and I'm just sitting there, like you all do, and we're just waiting for the preacher to get up there and say, all right, And all of a sudden, I'm standing there, and I see somebody walking down the aisle, the corner of my eye. And I'm standing there, and all of a sudden, I realize it's Mom headed to the altar. And she got down there, and she prayed, and she ain't ever been the same since. Preacher, what happened? I'll tell you what happened. I had somebody on my side. It wasn't because I was a great prayer. It wasn't because I was a good boy. It wasn't because I did everything right, and I dotted my I's and crossed my T's. It had nothing to do with that. But I was burdened about Mama. And wanted her to get right. And I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. And God, that was on my side, help me and help Mama. Amen? Folks, I don't care who you've been praying for, and I don't know what you've been praying about. It don't matter. That's between you and Almighty God. But I know this morning, when you got family burdens, and I'm telling you, things are pulling at your heart, and you're burdened down with things, you've got a God on your side that cares. And whatever it is you're praying about, whatever it is you're going through, whatever's happening in your life, in your family, in your home, you've got a God on your side that'll help you. Amen? Folks, I know a lot of people today that now have their names written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've seen people that have had cancer go back to the doctor, ain't got cancer no more. People who've been born again, people who I've seen God work miracles, work wonders in their life, and that's all because I had somebody on my side that was working on my behalf. Amen? Folks, we got a God that works on our behalf. And He does for us what we can't do for ourselves. Amen? That's what He does. And so, church, here it is. I don't know today if you're in a battle. I don't know if you're in a financial bind. I don't know if maybe you got family burdens. But I do know you got somebody on your side that cares. And you got somebody on your side that'll help you. And you got somebody on your side that's got the answers and got the ability for whatever it is you're going through on whatever it is you're dealing with. Amen? Folks, it's good to know this morning what a joy it is to know we got somebody on our side today that's helping us. Hey, I know this old earth and this old world gets to looking bad, and things seem crazy, and things seem out of order and not in place. Hey, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to take place. But I know we got a God on our side. Hey, you remember two ladies in the Bible by the name of Mary and Martha? They had a brother named Lazarus. The Bible said he died, been there 4 days. By the time God got there, he was stinking, the Bible said. God went to the mouth of that cave and said, Lazarus, come
forth, and Lazarus got up, and he walked out of there. Preacher, how that happened? I tell you how that happened. Mary and Martha had God on their side, and that's how that happened. They got burdened. They wanted Lazarus to be healed. They wanted their brother to be well. They wanted their brother to be healed. And God came through. And folks, when you've got a God on your side, He can make dead things live. Amen? Folks, I'm telling you, if you're here today and you've got a God on your side, if we should do anything today, what we all do, we all get up from where we're at and come to this altar and say, Lord, I just want to thank You for always being on my side and helping me in every area and everything and every aspect of my life. God, thank You for just being for me. Amen?